don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
Gary, you're about to redeem yourself.
All right.
Perfect. Michael Oppenheimer. We love our Michael Oppenheimer phone tap. Dear Elvis, I want to play a phone tap on my friend's office coworkers. These guys are always hard at work in their sales and telemarketing office. I would love it if they received an unsuspecting call during the business day from Michael Oppenheimer offering one of his sales pitches. Thank you. We love your morning show, Janice. Okay, here's how it's going to work. Skiri is going to start the call as Michael Oppenheimer, and halfway through the call, the male receptionist will forward the call to his manager to deal with this problem. So obviously, we have a problem about to happen. Michael Oppenheimer.
Bless.
Good afternoon. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer from the Regina Steamer Carpet Cleaner Service. How are you doing today, sir?
Who are you looking for?
And we have a once-in-a-lifetime offer we'd like to give you today, sir.
Who am I speaking?
Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Okay.
For $399.99, you can get this beautiful Regina Steamer Carpet Cleaner. Have you ever heard of those TV commercials, sir?
What? How'd you get this number?
We're going down our list today of people to call.
No, thank you.
If you act now, you could receive this Auric Upright Mini Vac for an additional charge.
No, thank you.
But actually, sir, it works really well.
I don't need it.
Why don't you need it, sir?
Because I don't need it.
Don't you have a rug in your house?
Yeah, I come up with a better pitch than that.
Do you live
at
home?
I do telemarketing.
Do you live at home, sir?
I live home, yeah.
Wouldn't your mom or dad like this for perhaps a holiday coming up?
No.
Don't they have a birthday, sir?
What's your company name so I can report you?
The Regina Steamer Carpet Cleaner.
Okay, what is the number there where I can reach you?
Okay, now I should be asking you these questions,
no,
sir.
No, I'm asking you. You're harassing me.
I'm not harassing you, sir.
What is your number?
What are you writing this down for?
Give me the name and number.
Are you reporting me?
You... Who is this?
This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer. Sir...
Stop calling.
Sir, I'd like your email address, please, so we can put you on our mailing list.
Yes.
Yes, this is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Listen, this is not for you. You're horrible. You need to be cleaning windshields or something like that.
Would you like to sign up for our Regina
Steamer? Will you stop calling me?
No. Act now and receive this
I'm calling. I know exactly who to call, and I'm actually going to get a tape recorder, and I'm going to tape everything.
Do I care about an Auric minivac? Who the hell is this?
This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Okay, Oppenheimer, take the minivac, stick it in your backside, and go vacuum up some dust.
Who am I speaking with, please?
It's your father. Now get the hell out of here.
You're being very rude. I'm offering you the Regina Steamer carpet cleaner.
Like, I care about a Regina Steamer. Go steam your mom's b**ch with the Regina Steamer, okay? And go eat some fried rice off her chest.
You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime offer.
Great, send me 20 on a trial basis.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Mike.
Mike. This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer. Nice to meet you. My name is Mike, too.
And my name is Mike, okay? I am not interested. What part of not interested don't you understand?
For $399.99.
I don't need an Auric steamer, a Regina steamer. I have a maid that cleans just fine, okay? Without the Regina steamer. So if you want to take the Bissell steam clean vac and brush your teeth and rub it on your back, do all of that for $299, okay?
Even if we throw in the Auric upright mini vac?
I don't care if you threw in the Auric super dynamic attachment for your sister. I can care less. I don't want no steamer.
What are you, some kind of tough guy, sir? You're taking a temper tantrum with me.
Listen, you rubberneck, chiseled chest, chicken beak face mother. I ain't got time for this shit, all right?
I think you need something to clean your dirty little attitude with.
Well, I'll tell you what. What's your number, since I'm on a do not call list and you want to harass me, you little freak?
We don't respect
you. Located, you Regina Steamer fruit.
We do not respect the do not call list, sir.
Okay, that's great. Do you respect the $12,000 fine I'm going to put on you?
How is that? Are you an officer of the law, sir?
Absolutely. Your worst nightmare if you were in front of me.
Maybe
as a matter of fact, I'm an FBI agent, too.
Maybe your FBI agent office friends would like a Regina Steamer carpet cleaner.
Do me a favor. Why don't you stand in traffic with a sign? You'll clean cars, all right?
Sir, you're getting angry with me for no reason.
Angry? This is just me. I'm a happy chipperoo camper each day.
My name is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer, and I'm just trying to sell you something.
Well, listen, Michael Oppenheimer, sell yourself a couple of bags of heroin and go into an overdose somewhere, right, pal?
Sir, who do you think you are?
I know I'm your father. Not that I'm paying bills on you, but I know I am. I probably banged your mom somewhere along the way.
Sir, for $39.99...
Michael, who's your supervisor?
I'll tell you what, we'll upgrade you with the latest model next year when it comes out for free.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I asked you, who is your supervisor, you freak?
I am the supervisor, sir.
Hey, supervise this, you Let me take you through the numbers here about sales. Number one, I appreciate your persistence because I'm a salesman myself. Two, I don't take not interested for an answer. I wait for someone to hang up on me. But I have all day while you're trying to sell that Regina Super Handy cleaner or whatever you got there. All right? I think it would be best for you to move on to the next phone call.
I think it would be best for me to tell you that this is Scary Jones. You've been phone tapped.
Are you guys for putting this on the air while I'm cursing at you?
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Wow. I know, but he was a little rude asking Michael to go eat fried rice off his mother's chest.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.